Hi everyone, it's March 17th, 2024, and I have words of the Lord from this morning. I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for pouring your Spirit out, for guiding and directing our steps, our hearts, our minds, our souls, that we would seek you, know you, want you, love you, and serve you all the days of our life, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers, my sisters, and I pray that this message goes out to every heart and ear that needs to hear your message, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for being a light unto our path, Father God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers, my sisters, the lost and the confused, their homes, their children, their jobs, their coming and their going. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God, that they would know that these are your messages, your words, your will, but they would take everything right back to you, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. My child, speak my words to the weary and heavy laden. Tell them where they are, I am there. Call on me, I am theirs and they are mine. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Tell them, call on me, I am there. I am he who was, who is, and will be forevermore. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Call on the name of the Lord God Almighty. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, know me, know my name. Who do you say I am? Do I know you? Know me, know truth. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world, and greater things will you do. Call on me, the Lord God Almighty, who will be forevermore. Child, excuse me. Tell them my love is everlasting. Tell them I am the way to everlasting bliss. I am the way to the promised land. I am the only way. There is but one way, my way. Be not deceived. There is one God, the creator of heaven and earth. You walk from victory. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not below. Walk in that authority. Know whose you are, the God Almighty. Be not dismayed, children. Call on your God. I am in the midst and I wait on your call. Come to my feet. I will guide and direct the hearts to the light. My words are a light to your path. Seek my way, my will. My love is like no other. Know my love, want my ways, pray for my will. Your Abba, your Adonai, Lord God Almighty, Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, I am that I am. Who do you say I am? I am mighty in power and I give glory. And that's the message for today. But I wanted to tell you guys, he's been talking to me a lot about the power and authority that we have being children of the Most High God. Like, say that out loud and think, really think about that. He is God Almighty and you're his child. So imagine the power that you have just being his child. And I see a lot of messages where people think it's too late for them. It's not too late. If you're breathing, it's not too late. Understand that. Know what he gives us and how much he loves you. You have to really like marinate in that thought. Like, just think about that. Sit there and think. He is God and you're his child. Imagine how much he loves you and what he gives to you as the power and authority that he gives you. He's the God of impossible. There is nothing that he cannot give you. If it's God's will, he will give you all the power that you need to do whatever he authorizes for you to do. Whatever he wants you to do, it's done already. We have to think the way he thinks. Because everything happens first in the spirit and then in the natural. So if it's his will, it's done. So think about that. Think about the power and authority that he gives us to walk out his will for your life. Nothing's impossible. Nobody's too far gone. You're not unsavable. And you need to get rid of that mindset thinking that's the devil in your head thinking that you're too far gone, you're not savable. There's nothing that is impossible for the Lord. You just need to come to Him, love Him, want Him, seek Him, and know that there is nothing that you, I mean, besides blaspheming the Holy Spirit. There's so many things in this world that so many of us have done, but He loves us and He forgives us if we come to Him and repent and turn away from our old ways. Repenting is to turn away from sin, not just saying I'm sorry and continue doing it, but it's a way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's not just living in this world and walking with this world hand in hand. It is a lifestyle. But if you come to the Lord, He'll guide you. He'll direct you. Come as you are. We don't come as perfect people. He molds us. He literally molds us and guides us. However we are, come to Him however you are. We're broken in this broken world, and He builds us up and molds us to be who He needs us to be. We're all walking a different walk, but we all have the same destination. We are all in different tiers, is how I mentally can see it. We're all in different tiers, and we all are called to different things, and we all have our own walks, but we have one destiny, and that's to be with Him. And that's it for now. So God bless you guys. Have a good night. Seek the Lord with all of your heart and come as you are. Good night. God bless you. Love you.